Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
But this cocktail is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go but here in Kimberly's apartment on this perfect holiday eve, let the booze flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Cheers!
Guys, I have a surprise. I have planned the most epically perfect holiday movie marathon for us tonight.
Yes.
Obviously, we have the classics like White Christmas and the Rugrats Hanukkah episode.
Duh.
But then, of course,
right.
And then we have some palate cleansers like Ernst Saves Christmas, fancy for the evening. And then, duh, Krampus! All in all, a good 12 hours of holiday film magic.
Wow, that sounds like a what have you seen this week hopped up on candy canes. I'm excited!
And I'm about to put 4 dozen holiday cookies in the oven.
Oh!
And Jay just texted me he was hopping on the subway from Trader Joe's with everything for the holiday feast.
You guys, I'm so happy to be in this perfectly marvelous room with my perfectly marvelous friends as we're hanging together and having a marvelous time.
I know, this night is going to be so perfect. It feels like nothing could go wrong.
You had to say something.
I think the power went out.
Okay, no one panic.
I'm not panicking. Who's panicking? Did you panic?
Evan!
Ah! Sorry, I thought I saw a ghost.
Lily, is that you?
All right, boys. Focus. Kevin, in the dresser drawer next to you is a candle, a candlestick, and a box of matches.
Okay.
Light the candle and actually, you know what? Brian, take that candle, candlesticks,
mm-hmm.
and box of matches from Kevin and light that candle.
Ugh.
I'll just hand Kevin a flashlight.
Hey.
Kevin, she's just looking out for you. She doesn't hope that you burn.
Okay, fine. Here, Brian, would you light my candle? Kimberly, what are you staring at?
Come here and look out the window. It's dark down the entire block. It looks like it's dark everywhere. Wow, look at the fireworks.
Fireworks?
Light up the night sky.
The stars are out tonight. It's quiet uptown. I guess the power outage is everywhere. This is awful.
I know, what about the cookies?
Wait, the whole movie night I had planned is now ruined.
Oh no.
Okay, no need to get in the dumpster yet, guys. I'm sure this will be fixed and back to normal in a few minutes. Or at least next to normal. Oh, I know. Jay has an old-timey radio. Let's see if there's any news playing on it about the blackout.
Has that radio always been sitting there?
Shh! I think I just found something.
There's no place like home for the holidays, except Broadway. So for all your best Broadway tickets, check out GoldStar.com. Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to BWAY News. I'm Vince Fontaine here with your plot-furthering report. Extra, extra. Hey, look at the headline. New York City has been plunged into darkness due to a citywide power outage caused by the raging winter storm. City and officials say crews are working around the clock to restore power to the residents of NYC. The power outage is affecting those above and below ground, with all subway trains stalled and frozen on their tracks in areas without cell service. Especially the train carrying hashtag enemy of the show, Jay Schmidt, home with the Trader Joe's supplies for the broad-waisted holiday feast. The MTA has released an official statement saying,
"Well, I'm not a crook."
We'll continue to bring you updates as they're available, but until then, here's some light background music while you discuss what you're going to do now. I'm Vince Fontaine, Zoot Doo Wah Bum.
Oh no, what are we gonna do now?
This is terrible.
I know, poor Jay is trapped on the subway train underground.
No, it's terrible that Vince Fontaine is trying to steal Zoot Doo Wah Bum. We gotta take Vince Fontaine down!
Guys, focus. We have to do something to save this evening. What are we gonna do?
This just in. Due to the high number of calls we've received from listeners whose holiday plans have been canceled or ruined due to the unexpected citywide power outage, we here at BWAY News have a special treat for you. A brand new holiday radio play written, edited, and produced by Broadwasted own Kevin Jaeger, featuring an all-star cast of Broadwasted friends of the show. Whoa.
Wait, did he just say what I think he said?
Quiet, he still has a few more lines.
This time, the brilliant and charming Kevin Jaeger has turned his parodying powers on the classic Jimmy Stewart tale as old as time that examines what happens when you wonder what if. What if then? And for an extra holiday gift, this radio play isn't just a play. It's a musical with original music by Jason Pomerantz and lyrics by Kevin Jaeger, based upon Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life! Exclamation point. Here is part one of a three-part special presentation of It's a Broadwasted Life! Exclamation point.
Hello?
Kimberly! I finally got cell service somehow. Listen, I'm trapped underground, and I'm not sure when we're moving again. I just wanted to let you know that I'm okay.
Can't talk. The radio play's about to start.
Kimberly, I just wanted to tell you that I love...
Okay, here we go. Part one of It's a Broad-Wasted Life! Exclamation point?
Yeah.
Cheers!
Cheers!
God on high, hear my prayer. In my need, you have always been there. So help George failing.
George is young. He's afraid. Let him rest, heaven blessed.
Oh Lord, he's not the one to blame. Oh Lord, why must George live in shame? Each night I light a candle in his name.
Under his eye.
Please be with.
Please, God, please help George. He's a good boy. He's always been a good nephew to me.
Sunset.
Hey, Starkeeper! You hearing this?
What is it, Asaka?
It sounds like almost every person down there in the small town of Bedlam Falls is praying for a George failing tonight.
Sounds like we're gonna have to intervene.
I could find a tree all covered in mangoes.
I don't think the mango thing is gonna work this time.
You know who we should call?
Ghostbusters?
Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
Yeah, where is he? I thought you'd just call out his name and you'd know wherever he is, he'd come running.
Oh no, I'm here. It's just that I don't usually enter until people have said my name a bunch more times and ask who I am, what I've sacrificed. It's a whole thing.
We don't have time. We need to help George failing in Bedlam Falls, and Starkeeper already vetoed my mango plan.
Always with the mangoes, huh?
That's what I said.
Okay, enough. We have to send down one of our own. Who's next on the call sheet?
Well, let's see. It says here that it's... Oh, Jesus Christ, Superstar.
No way it's my turn. I already went down there, and it was an exhausting two acts, okay?
No, it's not you. It's just The next on the list is Clarence N. Flaherty.
Clarence N. Flaherty. I don't know if all the things he can think will be enough to come up with a plan for this problem.
I say we give Clarence N. Flaherty a chance to prove himself. Shall I call for him?
I suppose. If we're all completely set against the—
No mangoes!
Fine.
Clarence!
You called?
Yes. You're about to come off the standby list and jump onto an alternate spot on the official list.
You don't mean— We do. Clarence N. Flaherty. We have a job for you down below, to help a young George failing. If you do your job well, you'll get what you've always wanted.
Really? My very own wings to fly?
Yes, also known as your membership in the AEA, Angels Equity Association.
Oh dear, I'll never know what made this so exciting, how all at once my heart has taken flight. I only know—
Now listen, Clarence, we haven't much time. George failing is struggling. He feels like nobody is there. He feels forgotten in the middle of nowhere. He feels like he could disappear, like he could fall and no one would hear.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. I've got to help him. I'll come running. I've got to take him home.
First, you have to learn about the man to help him. Now, look.
Look where?
Look down. Look down.
Can you see it? Bedlam Falls.
It's sort of hazy, like it's rising out of the mists after it's been gone 100 years.
Little town. It's a quiet village. Every day as the one before. Little town full of little people with big dreams, and one of those people is George Failing.
But I don't see a man. All I see is children playing in the snow.
That's because this is a scene from George's childhood. George is that rambunctious little boy with the rosy cheeks right there.
Boy, George with rosy cheeks. How taboo.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
I don't want to build a snowman, George. Let's go sledding by the precarious and questionably frozen lake.
I agree. That sounds like a much more entertaining idea to my childlike brain that doesn't properly process danger.
Well, I guess we could do that instead. I just have to bring my kid brother, Harry Connick Failing. Come on, Harry.
Don't worry, George. I can keep up with you guys. And just to prove it, I'm going to sled down the hill first. Where's our sled? How? We don't have a sled. What a ridiculous idea.
No, silly. We're going to use these shovels we brought from our parents' garages. We'll sit on them like they were magic brooms in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Parts 1 and 2, and fly down this hill and glide across the questionably frozen lake, like the ice fairies in the Fantasia movies.
Is that movie out at this point in the story's timeline?
Is anyone concerned about that?
Okay, let's do it. I mean, this all checks out as a normal and safe activity to do unsupervised by adults in the snow.
Okay, someone hand me a shovel.
You know what, Harry? Let me go first, okay?
Too late, George. Here I go. Merry Christmas, Maggie Thatcher! Oh, no. I can't stop. I can't stop. George, I'm flying into the center of the lake.
Harry!
George, help!
Hold on, Harry. I'm coming. I'll save you, little brother.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus, were the children okay?
George saved his little brother Harry's life that day, but he caught a bad cold that took his hearing in his left ear.
Wow. That is a strangely random piece of information that will probably be strikingly important at some point in this story.
It was a few weeks' time before George was able to go back to his job of working at Doc's drugstore and soda shop, because this story takes place when children worked at drugstores, and that was okay.
Zoot doo ah bum. Get to work, Georgie.
You won't be laughing when you have to call me George M. George Moneybags.
Say what you want, Georgie. Have fun with the customers.
I see you've already got a few lined up at the soda bar waiting for you.
Okay, scram before Doc sees you, or he'll start yelling about sharks and jet planes or whatever it is he talks about.
Zoot doo ah bum.
I'm here, Doc. It's me, George Failing.
What? You're late!
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Hello, George.
Hello, Daisy. Hello, Violet.
We're Siamese twins.
I'm to your right as you watch our show.
She thinks she's always right. Not so.
I'm Daisy.
I'm Violet.
What else would you like to know?
I'm sure if he wants to hear anymore, he'll be sure to ask.
Oh. Hello, Mary.
We didn't even notice you were there.
I guess we should let her get her order out of the way.
I'm still thinking. I'm not so quick to make up my mind.
Well then, ladies, looks like you two are first. What'll it be?
We just need a few things for baking.
Sugar, butter, flour.
I'll go grab them for you. Be back in a jiffy.
Daisy, can you hear what I'm thinking?
Yes, as clearly as though you spoke. I like him too.
You two like every boy.
We're just two girls who can't say no.
Here you are, ladies. That'll be, I don't know, 20 cents and some hay pennies?
I'm deeply concerned about what timeline we're setting the story.
Angel's equity wings?
Who really cares about a timeline? I mean, once you know where you are, there you are.
Here's your change.
Thanks, Georgie. Have a good day.
See ya.
Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye.
All right, Mary. You've had time to make up your mind. What will it be?
I think I'll have ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
You had all this time to decide, and you just want boring old vanilla ice cream? You've got to get out there and try new things, Mary. The world is full of interesting flavors, like pistachio and coconut.
I don't like coconut.
Look here. Look at this article in my magazine.
Oh, a new magazine? What is this one?
It's my special edition of Backstage. This is the How to Succeed in New York Without Really Trying issue. Look here, there's a restaurant in New York City that has desserts from all over the world. One day, when I'm an adult, I'm going to be a world-famous actor on the Broadway stage, and I'll eat at all the best restaurants in New York City. Just you wait and see.
Sounds impressive.
I will be one day. Now hold on, Mary. I just gotta grab your ice cream from the back.
George Failing, I know you can't hear me, but I'm going to love you until the day I die.
George, does anyone around here pay you to sing for your supper?
No, sir.
Then knock it off. Anyone can whistle, but that doesn't mean that they should.
Ye gods, what's gotten into him?
I don't know. Say, wait a minute. There's a telegram here on the counter. Dear Doc, stop. We must inform you that your son passed away this morning from influenza. Stop. His last words were, don't stop. Stop. Believing. Stop. Hold on to that feeling. Stop.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Poor Doc. Mind taking your ice cream to go, Mary? I should go check on him in the back.
You're such a kind boy, George. Of course I'll take the ice cream to go. But I haven't paid you yet.
It's on the house. Just this once.
Thanks, George. Goodbye.
Doc. Doc. You okay? What's up, Doc?
Stop your yelling, boy. I'm right here. What is it?
Are you okay, sir? Is there anything I can do for you?
Oh, yeah, everything's all right. Yes, everything's fine. There's nothing you can do anyway. Mrs. Medlock called. Colin isn't doing well and needs this box of capsules I've just created. Run these to their house immediately. I need to go lie down in the back.
But wait, Doc, did you just make these capsules yourself?
Yes, of course I did. I just said that, you insolent boy.
But you didn't use this jar of powder to fill up the capsules, right, Doc?
Yes, I did. Now do as you're told and take the capsules to Mrs. Medlock for her boy. My goodness, George, you could drive a person crazy.
But sir, this jar of powder is marked poison.
Not another word out of you. Go!
Ah, gee whiz, what a pickle. I can't take these capsules filled with poison to Mrs. Medlock, but Doc isn't listening to me. What do I do? Oh, I know. I'll go see my dad. He always knows what to do.
George, George, calm yourself. You can't come barging in here during business hours. Your father is a very busy man.
I know, Aunt Millie. I just have to talk to him about something important. About these.
Gimme, George. Why, these are pills for Colin Craven. They say you're to deliver these to Mrs. Medlock. Whatever does that have to do with your father?
I just gotta speak to him.
Well, you just can't, George. He's in his office right now trying to reason with the mean, angry old Mr. Plotter, the richest and most powerful man in town.
Well, I'm going in there.
No, George.
You have to be reasonable.
I have been more than reasonable, sir. It is you who needs to come to grips with reality. I'm a businessman, and as such, I cannot allow you another extension on your loan.
We just need a little more time.
Ever since you started this insane operation, Mr. Failing, you've needed nothing but time.
time and music.
Mr. Plotter, Broadway Bound Kids is so much more than time or music. Exposing children to the arts and giving them a chance to stand on stage and learn confidence, self-respect, and the ability to present themselves. These skills are priceless for the leaders of tomorrow.
But they have a price today. You may have your head in the clouds, Mr. Failing, but I have my feet on the ground. And I won't be dragged down by your crazy plans to bring...
Don't you talk to my father that way.
Okay, George, that's enough.
No, don't take that kind of talk from him, Pop. You're the top. You're the Coliseum. Mr. Plotter's just a mean old man with nothing but his money to keep him company.
Well, I never.
Don't let him say those things, Pop.
Okay, George, okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you tonight, but you've got to go. Millie, can you take George outside?
Forget about the boy, gentlemen. I'll get him out of here.
But Pop!
I'm sorry, George. I'll see you tonight at 8.
Now run along, George. I have to go make a call to the bank examiner.
Okay, Aunt Millie. Gee, what am I gonna do? I guess I'll just have to go back to Doc's drugstore.
Yes, Mrs. Medlock, I sent the boy over to your place a while ago. The pill should be there now.
Hey, Doc. I need to talk to you.
Hold on, Mrs. Medlock. I'll have to call you back. I'm reviewing the situation. The pills will be there right away. Something's rotten here, boy, and it seems to be you. Why haven't you delivered those capsules to Mrs. Medlock? That boy Colin is very sick.
Yes, Doc, I know, but it's just that...
Just that you're a riffraff. Street rat.
No, Doc, listen, it's just...
Why I ought to knock you over the moon. A leap of...
Please, Doc, you put something wrong in these capsules.
What?
They're poison, I tell you, they're poison.
What?
I know you're upset, Doc. I saw the telegram, and I'm so sorry you lost your son. You're upset, so you didn't notice the bottle of powder you used to fill the capsules clearly said poison. See? The bottle's right there. Please don't fire me, sir. I understand you're upset.
Let me see that. Oh, George!
Please don't hit me or fire me, but especially don't hit me because that would be wildly inappropriate.
No, George. You're right. You're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my boy. I'm so, so sorry.
Don't worry, Doc. I won't tell anyone. Promise. I cross my heart and swear to die. Honest. I know you're upset.
Oh, George. Oh, what a miraculous boy.
A miraculous boy indeed.
You got that right, Clarence and Flaherty. George truly saved the day with that one. But what's more miraculous are the things that he's done since he's become a man.
We're gonna jump ahead in the timeline a bit so that you can see what we mean.
So look there, Clarence.
Where?
There. That right there is George Failing, grown up.
A real man with a mission like you see on television. He's a real, fine, genuine man. And right now, he's getting ready for what he thinks will be the trip of his lifetime.
George, come down here and bring your brother Harry. It's time for dinner.
I'm right here, Aunt Millie. Come on, Harry. Aunt Millie and Pop are waiting for us for dinner.
Oh, George, I can't eat before tonight. I'm too excited for the graduation party at the gymnasium. You're coming with me, right?
Now, Harry, you have to eat something.
Come on, George.
Oh, I don't know, Harry. I feel silly. You're the one who graduated, not me. I'd just be the older brother tagging along.
George, you just gotta come along. All the boys are excited to see you. And so are at least one or two of the girls. You'll have them all asking, how about a dance?
Well, I guess I could go and raise a little hell. After all, it is my last night in Bedlam Falls.
Exactly. So you owe it to the old gang to come hang out before you head off to the big fancy city to become some big actor.
You got that right, brother. This world will remember me. You mark my words.
Aunt Millie, where's my bow tie? I can't go to the party unless I'm looking my best.
Come and eat first, and I'll help you find it later.
I can't eat, Aunt Millie. Please, I gotta get ready. Everyone will be waiting.
Oh, goodness, Harry. I'm coming.
So, George, you're still set on leaving us for the lights and promise of fame and fortune in New York City?
Yeah, Pop, too late to turn back now. I gotta get out there in the world and see what I can make of myself.
I just always thought you would take over for me with Broadway Bound Kids. You know how important our work is to the community. Sure, I'm not a star.
You are to everyone who knows you.
And you could be too, son. Just think of how much good you can do here. How many children's lives would be affected by your hard work and dedication.
Oh, I know, Pop, but I gotta see if I can make something of myself in NYC. I've always said to myself, I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I will find my way if I can be strong. I know every mile would be worth my while. When I go the distance, I will be right where I belong.
Well, I won't stand in your way, son, but I wish I could have the peace of mind that you'd be here to carry on the good work of Broadway-bound kids and make sure that Mr. Plotter doesn't completely shut it down.
Still having issues with Mr. Plotter? I thought you made him a member of the board.
I did. And I thought that it would make him relax and give us a break. I was wrong. He's been harder on us than ever.
Aw, you can't let Mr. Plotter get to you, Pop. He's a monster, Mr. Plotter. His heart's an empty hole. His brain is full of spiders. He's got garlic in his soul, that Mr. Plotter.
Yes, but nothing you need to worry about. You're on your way to becoming a star.
But first, you're on your way to the party with me. So hurry up and get dressed. We're leaving in 5 minutes.
At least eat a little bit before you go.
Aunt Millie, we've got to stay light on our feet for the girls.
Now, you boys listen up now, you hear? Absolutely no drinking.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious now. I won't hear of it.
No, you won't. We'll make sure to keep it a secret.
Harry.
We can talk more about this later, Pop.
There's nothing more to talk about, George. I'm proud of you for pursuing your dreams. How could I ever fault you for that?
Time to go, George.
Well, hold your horses, Harry. I'm gonna get dressed. I'm sure I haven't packed all my Sunday clothes just yet.
Oh, this is exciting. They're going to a party.
That's right. George and his brother Harry. Off to a party with him. Look, they're off to a party.
A party in the local high school gymnasium. A dance to celebrate the graduation of Harry's high school class.
But George never would remember this night as a night celebrating Harry. He wouldn't even remember it as the night he celebrated finally leaving Bedlam Falls. Because the truth is, this night brought something else entirely.
What? What is it?
Love. Love is a thing that has licked him, and it looks like George is about to become just another victim. Watch.
Aren't you glad you came along?
Definitely, Harry, but I'm feeling a little bit out of place. I think I might head out.
Is that George Failing?
Oh, well, it's got to be, but is it?
Yoo-hoo! George Failing!
You lucky dog! That's Daisy and Violet. They're the queen of beasts. They can smell your fear. In this biosphere, they are the apex predators. They're the hottest dames at this party, and they've got all four of their eyes on you.
Cut it out, Harry.
George Failing,
as I do live and breathe. Here you are. It's so good to see you.
Hey! Well, how are things in, what's the name of the gated community you guys live in?
Glockamora?
Yeah, how are things there?
Who cares? All that's at home is our room.
And what good is sitting alone in your room?
Come, hear the music play. Dance with us, George.
Ah, shucks, you don't want to dance with me.
I'll gladly step in.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
No one. Sorry.
Dance with us, Georgie.
I don't know. I have two left feet.
So do we. Come on, Georgie. Sooner or later, you're gonna decide.
Sooner or later, there's nowhere to hide.
Baby, it's time. So why waste it in chatter?
Baby, your R's on a platter.
We always get ours.
George Failing? Wow, I haven't seen you in forever. Thought you were heading off to NYC to be the star to be.
Well, look who it is, Tommy Gelis.
Great honk. George Failing, wow. Look, George, since you're here, can you do me a favor? Please dance with my kid sister, Mary. You remember Mary, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, George. Dance with the poor girl. She's only been in love with you since we were kids.
Well, I guess I can do one dance. Sorry, ladies.
So, what happens now?
Don't ask anymore.
Daisy, Violet, I would never leave you.
Ah, thanks, George. You're a swell guy. I'll get her. Mary! Hey, Mary! Come on over and see who's here to take the next slot on your dance card.
One dance, Harry, then I gotta go.
Well, you better make this dance count then, because this next dance is the dance competition. Everyone has their money on Cha-Cha DiGregorio and her partner. Those two can really hand jive.
Not trying to win any dance competition.
Why, hello, George Failing.
Mary, is that you?
Why, of course it is. Whatever do you mean? Don't you recognize me?
Yeah, it's just, you grow up.
Me? I'll never grow up. Never grow up, never grow up. Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
All right, Georgie, the dance competition is starting. May the best couple win.
Shall we dance?
I sort of have two left feet.
Oh, come on. Even guys with two left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. And I promise to be as sweet as apple pie.
You know what? Let's dance.
What?
Let's dance.
Harry, look at George and Mary go! They're lasting longer than I thought!
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should do something about that.
What do you mean?
Well, you do know that the school just put a swimming pool in underneath the gym floor.
Yeah, dummy. Everyone knows that.
Well, did you know that if you push that button right over there, the gym floor will begin to open up and expose the swimming pool?
Great, Hawk. You don't say.
I do say. And did you know that right now, George and Mary are doing the Charleston right over the spot where the floor would open up?
Well, I didn't know that, but now that I do... You know what I'm gonna do, Harry?
What's that, Tommy?
I'm gonna push the button!
Hey, Mary, we must be pretty good because everyone else has stopped dancing and is just staring at us as if they're bewitched or bothered or bewildered even.
Well, don't stop dancing, George!
Oh my goodness, they're right on the edge!
Did you hear that, Mary? We are right on the edge of victory!
Be careful, George! The floor, you're about to fall!
No, Tommy, we're gonna win! Come on, Mary, we gotta go for the big finish.
Lift me, George. And for the finale, a dramatic dip.
Here we go! Whoa!
Whoops! Hey, Mary! Mary, are you all right?
It's just a little water. No one's gonna melt from a little water.
So what do we do now?
Just keep dancing.
Which is actually more like swimming.
Then just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Oh, what fun. I remember my youth. Oh, we had some of the best parties. Imagine a party with dresses and cake and singing and dancing and cake, and then there's a magic act.
Take your word for it, Clarence and Flaherty. But wait, George's evening didn't end in the pool.
Oh, no?
Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
What kind of spell you putting on me, Mary?
What do you mean?
Well, my head started reeling. You gave me the feeling the room has no ceiling or floor.
George, we're outside. You're walking me home.
You may be walking, but I am flying over a mountain and meadow and glen, and I like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again.
You can say that again.
I may never come down to earth again. Sorry your dress got soaked tonight.
And I'm sorry about your suit.
Are you really sorry?
No. I wouldn't change a thing about tonight.
Good, and I wouldn't either. And who would have thought you looked so beautiful in a bathrobe I stole from the theater department's costume box?
Beautiful? I feel more like a drowsy chaperone.
You are a very pretty woman. Oh, look, Mary, the old house on Maple Avenue, the fun home. Come on, let's throw a rock at it.
Oh, don't, please. I love that old house. One day I want to buy it and revive it and live there.
There? No way. Now listen, it's simple. You make a wish and then throw a rock. If you break the glass with your rock, your dream will come true. If you don't, well, I dreamed a dream in times gone by.
Well, all right then. As long as there's wishing involved, and I don't have to go first, I'll go after you.
All right, gonna find a good rock around here. That's the key to success when... Oh, there! That's the rock. That big-ass rock. Here we go.
Here goes. Everyone knows my dream. And I know it seems just a little naive. But I believe one day I'll leave this town. Finally see the world, nothing tying me down. I dream to flee, I dream to run. I dream to see the world by the time that I'm done. Who knows, could this go the way I planned? It's up to this rock in my hand.
Oh! Here's another rock. Try again with another dream.
The dream that's next, I didn't expect to be a fantasy I would ever possess. This one, I guess, well, yes, it's 'cause of you. that I'm staring up like I could lasso the moon. Like a balloon, I'd pull the string, drag down the moon, then propose like it's a ring. And I know you'd see that and you'd understand. This dream that's a rock in my hand.
George, it's okay.
Stones will be thrown at nothing, at vanishing glass, dreams that just leave you wondering. And maybe I'll miss the can't turn back the clock simply by throwing a rock.
Can I try?
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'll be.
What do you know, boy, in the glow of night, you're the brightest light in a sky full of stars. I don't know why, but all of my dreams seem small, because after all, here we are. You got your dream with just one shot. Gonna tell me what you wish for?
Oh, I'd rather not.
Well, who knows? Dreams don't go exactly as planned. All I have is this rock in my hand.
Now, Mary, I should say that I...
Oh, shut up and kiss me, Kate.
Why did you call me Kate?
I don't know. I think for some terribly forced musical theater reference, I'll make you forget it with my kiss of a spider woman.
Mary, are you okay? They're getting worse.
No, I'm fine. It's just this kiss, it's criminal.
Okay, that is where I draw the line. That is a Faith Hill reference.
Sometimes all you need is a leap of faith.
Mary.
Seriously, just kiss me. I can't stop.
This is magical. I don't understand how this man needs help. Starkeeper, it looks like George Failing has got it made.
The night isn't over for George, Clarence. Watch closely. George Failing's life, his whole world, is about to change.
George, you gotta come quick.
Aunt Millie, what are you doing here?
George, get in the car. We gotta go.
Harry? Aunt Millie, somebody better explain why you are both here barging in on my lovely night with Mary like this.
George, it's your father. He's been rushed to the hospital. You need to come with us right away.
Oh, no. I see. Mary, I gotta...
Go, George. Of course. I understand.
Okay, Aunt Millie. I'm coming. Harry, slide over.
To George Failing? Will his father pull through? Will George get his dream of stardom in New York City? Or will he find true love with Mary? And can you freaking believe this radio play is a musicale with music by Jason Pomerantz and lyrics by Kevin Jaeger? We'll be back with part two of It's a Broad-Wasted Life before you know it. But in the meantime, let's hear more about the reason for this seasonal radio play, the amazing organization Broadway Bound Kids, and how you can help.
Hi, Broadwasters. Is that what they call themselves? This is Jen Gambetes.
Jeremy Jordan.
T. Boyich.
Jeremy Kushner.
I'm Michael Cerberus.
This is Squiggs.
Antoine L. Smith.
Jared Zerilli.
Brendan Stimson.
Aaron Albano.
Haley Pachoon.
Robbie Rosell.
Michael Kilgore.
Madison Stratton.
Andrew Bradis.
James Monroe Iglehart.
And I'm Hannah Ellis, and this holiday season, all of us friends of the show want to ask all of you listeners of the show
to look inside your theater-loving, radio play-listening hearts and join us in supporting our amazing friends at Broadway Bound Kids.
Broadway Bound Kids is a nonprofit that inspires and empowers young lives through the performing arts in a transformative and inclusive community.
Their mission is simple.
To make arts education accessible to as many students as possible throughout Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs.
Students in the Broadway Bound Kids program experience creative and exciting classes and workshops.
Led by talented, caring teaching artists who are professional performers here in the city.
Just like all of us, Broadway Bound Kids passionately believes that involvement in the performing arts increases self-esteem,
confidence, self-expression, critical thinking, and empathy. These lessons will aid students at home and in school.
Your support enables Broadway Bound Kids to offer free, subsidized, and scholarship programs for more than 500 students every week.
$1,000 can sponsor one child for Broadway Bound Kids for an entire year. So let's see how many year-long scholarships we can give out for Broadway Bound Kids. Check out the Broadwasted Facebook page for the link to the Facebook fundraiser for Broadway Bound Kids. Don't have a Facebook? Then go straight to www.broadwayboundkids.net and click on the donate button.
And that's it.
Hi, my name is Erin Glass, and I'm the founder of Broadway Bound Kids. Thank you so much for your support. And from all of us at Broadway Bound Kids.
And all of us friends of the show.
And from all of us at Broadwasted.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy, happy.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay, listeners, we'll be back next week with part two of It's a Broadwasted Life! Exclamation point.
A special thanks to our friends with all the best tickets, goldstar.com.
But until next time, I'm Brian.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Kimberly.
And as we end every episode,
Zoot-doo-wop-bum.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.